Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Paul Lancour, in for Rachel Miro. New foreclosures surged in California in August. That according to the Irvine-based firm RealtyTrack. Nationwide, foreclosure proceedings were up 7% over July, but California led the nation with a 55% increase. The surge was tied to foreclosures by Bank of America. B of A nearly doubled the number of notices it sent to people in the state. Many of those foreclosures have been on the books for some time, as banks look to deal with a so-called shadow inventory of seriously delinquent loans on their books. The August increase in California comes after month-to-month decreases in 8 of the last 12 months. State lawmakers will, quote, be playing the veto blues before we finish them up. That's what Governor Jerry Brown told reporters yesterday as he considers some 600 bills passed at the end of the legislative session last week. One of those bills on his desk might change the way California schools measure success. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakalis says if the governor signs it, student test scores would no longer take precedence.
A bill by Senator Daryl Steinberg of Sacramento would end California's longstanding school rating system and replace it with the Education Quality Index. The new system goes beyond test scores and factors in graduation rates and whether students are ready for college and the workplace. Erin Gable is with the State Department of Education. She says test scores will still be included, but they won't be the deciding factor in determining whether a school is improving.
That part is contained within this new Education Quality Index, but it adds to that these other measurements and will help in many ways balance out this incredibly narrow overemphasis on multiple choice testing.
California's academic standards would be overhauled under another bill. That measure by Assemblywoman Julia Brownlee of Santa Monica lays the groundwork for implementing a new set of academic standards across California. 48 other states would share the same kind of academic roadmap for what subjects students need to master before moving on to the next grade. The goal is to make sure students across the country are reaching the same academic benchmarks. Critics worry the measure dumbs down California's high standards, but Brownlee says,
I don't think so. I think standards and frameworks that are deeper, that drill down further in the subject area, make them stronger.
The governor has about 3 weeks to sign or veto the bills. A slew of other education bills are also on his desk, from guaranteeing foster youth a spot in college to granting undocumented immigrants financial aid. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis.
The Centers for Disease Control say 20% of Americans with HIV don't know they're infected. The agency says these people are responsible for about half of all new infections. From KPBS in San Diego, Kenny Goldberg looks at a unique effort to make HIV testing more widespread.
A few miles away from downtown San Diego, a team of outreach workers is taking HIV testing to the streets.
iPad, packets.
Nonsense. Everything is here.
You guys have pearl tops and red tops, right?
Yes.
After a quick check of their equipment, members of the Lead the Way team pair off and head down the block. This street is lined with apartments and small bungalows. Today's mission? Go door to door and offer everyone an HIV test. David Rodriguez is Lead the Way's project manager. He says they've been in the field for about 2 months.
We have had a number of tests. We've had a number of people that complete the survey, but no negative reactions of people thinking that it's too out of this world to have an HIV test offered to them.
Mobile vans that offer HIV tests are nothing new. But there's no other program in the country that does door-to-door testing. Lead the Way also provides free confidential HIV testing at a storefront location. Anyone who lives in four particular inner-city communities can drop in and be part of the study. Like this woman who lives in the neighborhood.
Para hacerme el test, porque tengo duda de si me
I came here to get tested because I'm not sure if I'm infected or not. I got a new partner, and we recently started having sex, but I found out he's promiscuous, and he could be gay.
UC San Diego's Dr. Susan Little is overseeing this project. She says the idea for Lead the Way came out of a theoretical study by the CDC. It suggested by using a combination of widespread HIV testing and treatment, you could dramatically reduce the number of new infections. Then you might actually be able to control the epidemic.
Now, that was a mathematical model. So what we decided to do was break down the model, the sort of strategy trial, into its component parts, testing, linkage to care, and then treatment, and see if, in fact, we could identify a population and see if we could demonstrate that that sort of approach would actually work in a real-life setting.
Dr. Little says the plan is to roll out all of those services over the next couple of years. She says it would be very expensive to launch all of the elements at once.
And two, I think people need some time to learn to understand that this is part of a very big plan that could really demonstrate that this community is one of the first in the country, if this works, to show a decrease in new infections as a result of a prevention intervention.
Little's goal is to get 10,000 people tested over the life of the study. The idea of making HIV testing more widespread isn't new. In 2006, the CDC issued guidelines that called for making testing a routine part of medical care. At that time, less than half of all Americans had ever been tested. Today, the agency estimates that percentage hasn't changed much. That would suggest many doctors aren't following the guidelines. Dr. Ronald Kwok is a specialist in internal medicine. He says whenever one of his patients gets blood work, he suggests they get an HIV test, even if they're reluctant to do so.
The whole idea of testing is that the more tests we do on everybody, the more cases we'll diagnose.
Susan Little thinks 30 years into the epidemic, there's still a lot of stigma and fear associated with HIV testing. That's why one of her goals is to break down that stigma. To that end, Little says the Lead the Way study is not targeting any particular group of people. Gay, straight, bisexual, it doesn't make any difference.
We are simply asking all adults to take an HIV test because only by testing everyone, including those who are already positive, who already know their status, can we effectively identify what the size of the epidemic is in our community and then hope to decrease it.
Dr. Little hopes to get people to ask themselves this question. If it's free, confidential, and readily available, why not get an HIV test? For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Thursday, September 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Paul Lancour. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.